views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I'm Dr. Bree. Today, I have a wonderful guest that I've known for about 6 years now. Her name is Sunday Hamilton. I met her as a healer. She's an amazing shamanic healer, and she's an author, an intuitive designer. And today we're going to talk about her new book, Enchanted Quest for Happiness. Hi, Sunday. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
So you want to tell us about your book?
Okay. Well, this book is dedicated to my six children and my six grandchildren. It was inspired by one of my youngest grandchildren, Jasper Marley Blake. He's just an amazing child, fearless. And each of the characters in this book is named after one of my children's first name or middle name or my grandchildren. And my intention for this book was to, what started out as a children's book, because it's got some amazing artwork in it. It's very magical. And then it turned into a young adult book. And then when it was finished, I thought, well, this is a book that could help anybody, give them inspiration to look inside to find their happiness. And my intention also was to hopefully save a life of someone who might be considering suicide, to give them hope that to search for happiness outside of themselves is kind of fruitless, and looking inside for our happiness, tuning into our spirit guides, our higher self, and just being our authentic self is the way to happiness, I truly believe. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You just have to be yourself. I have a page in here that I'd like to read from the book.
Okay.
Young Arjuna goes on this quest for happiness, and he comes across some strange creatures along the way and that showed what they felt happiness was. And part of his journey, he's standing beneath a giant oak tree. Arjuna saw a brown acorn. He picked it up and studied the small seed in his hand. He wondered about the tiny seed. He thought about how this acorn did not have to go out to gather roots and branches or leaves to become a mighty oak tree. It just had to be itself, an acorn. Is the same invisible source inside this tiny seed the same source that's inside of me? He questioned.
Wow. You know, in the beginning when you're saying something about suicide, there has been so much of it. And with teen suicide, adult suicide, it doesn't matter. And the loneliness that they must feel inside of them, you know, and trying to reach out for help and nobody pays attention. You know, I know that I've met people and they said they just want to slap people and say, hey, look at me, pay attention to me. And that says a lot what you just read.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you wrote this book for your, as you started with your children, your grandchildren. You have six kids, right?
Right. Six grandchildren.
And six grandchildren?
Yes.
Even number 12. That's good.
And it actually took me 9 months to birth this book. So I feel like it's another something that I birthed that came forward for me. I was isolated on the island of Mpati Harbor. No internet, no telephone. I didn't have music. But it was a very isolated time in my life where I committed to writing this book every day for 9 months. I did something to make this come into fruition.
Wow. It's a beautiful book. I know that a lot of people would want to read this book. And so we have available at Chris Lloyd's, where our office is at, right?
Yes.
Where else is it available at?
There's this new store that opened in Gig Harbor that I'm working out of also. It's called Intuitive Alchemy. It's a beautiful store. The nicest lady owns the store. Some amazing people work there. And she sells my book there.
Mm-hmm.
And also my jewelry, my goddess stone jewelry.
Right.
And my Epiphany deck. My daughter for Christmas 1 year took all of my artwork and made my own deck. It's called the Epiphany deck, and I do readings with that.
Right, and so I have that picture up on the website, up on actually on the site up here, where people can see that. I took that off your Facebook this morning, the cards, and so they could see it. And so what inspired you to make the cards?
Well, like I said, it was a gift from my daughter. I didn't have any idea she was going to do this. She took all of my artwork.
Oh, okay.
And made this deck and named it the Epiphany deck and gave it to me for Christmas present. It was just like such a
And it's all your
amazing,
own artwork.
Yeah,
that's great.
All my own artwork. And there's a little book that tells you how to interpret each of the cards.
Mm-hmm. So it was made for you, and then now you have it available for other people that way. Mm-hmm. That's great. And so the other thing is you're an intuitive jewelry designer.
Yes, I've been doing my goddess stone jewelry. Once again, I was up on Friday Harbor. I had a huge epiphany, spiritual breakthrough at that time, and felt like I really needed to make some deep changes in my life as far as my spirituality, and started intuitively making jewelry using the healing properties of certain stones. It's called goddess stone jewelry. I've had it. It's actually worn by women from all over the world because people tell me they're buying it for somebody in England or Australia.
Well, I know I have several pieces.
You too. I think that's how we met.
I bought one of your pieces of jewelry.
Gave me the crystal boy.
Right.
I need to find this woman who makes this.
And that's exactly what I did. I bought one piece and had to find more. I have quite a bit. I love it. The one thing that you guys can do is go to Sunday Hamilton's Facebook page and contact her that way also. You know, with all the things that I've run across in intuitive people with artists, I really am amazed with you and from your shamanic healing now that you're doing, you know, and you're a strong healer when you know, there's times where we all think we're not, but we really are. And I know that you helped me with a situation years ago after my mother passed, and it was like, wow, you know. And so can we talk a little bit about your shamanic journeys you're doing now for people?
Yes, I'm actually doing one here tonight at the Crystal Boys. It's at 6 o'clock. It's a guided meditation. Each one is different. I'll go out into nature and get a download on how I'm going to lead the next shamanic journey. It's a guided meditation where you lay on the floor and I'll put crystals on you. First I'll cast a sacred circle of protection around the group. And then I use the drum to put you in an altered state of consciousness. And most of the times, well, my favorite one is going to the underworld, to a crystal cave, and receive the gift there, and also meet with our higher self, get connected with our spirit guide and our power animal, just so we have somebody we can touch base with when we're in a time of need to help us. On this planet, we all know this planet is not an easy place to be, and we need all the help we can get.
Boy, do I know that lately.
Yeah, right, everybody. But my intention for the shamanic journey is to shift people's consciousness so that they can go forward, leaving a lot of the past behind, the past things that are blocking them from moving forward on their spiritual path. The last one I did, it's like, well, last two I did, nobody wanted to move afterwards. I wanted to flick the lights off and it's over. But people were just like, they couldn't move. And then when they finally did get up, everybody's like walking around in a daze. So it's important that you drink water and ground yourself afterwards. But again, my intention is to shift people's consciousness. You know, we're all heading for the fifth dimension. Some people were there already. And mm-hmm. we keep getting pulled down into this 3D material world where there's a lot of fear and doubt and hopelessness, and so it's really important that we stay positive and stay connected to our.
I think a lot of people, since we're in the fifth, what they're doing is bringing a lot of it forward into the fifth, from the third to the fifth. They haven't let go of it, but with me, I don't know if you're aware of this. I took a month sabbatical, and I was going to quit radio. I was going to, just enough, right? And I found out, you know, Pat from the owner of Transformation Talk Radio said, you take sabbatical. We talked about this yesterday on the air. Anyway, as we were talking about that, I realized there was a whole lot of stuff I didn't heal and that had to come forward in the fifth life now, or dimension, however people say it, because dimension is still a third dimensional world, right? And we're in like a hologram with the matrix inside of it, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, we got the matrix and then the Merkaba inside of that, right? And there was things I found out that I had to heal that I thought I would never do, you know? And so things are still coming forward, but yet it's releasing us from so much pain. And boy, did I have pain. You know,
physical pain, emotional pain.
It was hitting me physical, emotional, spiritually, mentally, everything, right? And yesterday after I got off the air, I was like watching myself walk and I was asking the gods, what else can I do? Just keep standing in your own power, staying in your truth. You know, and I wrote it up and it's like, you know, but your book is actually saying the same thing, you know, and that's what's important with your shamanic journey. That's really important also. And so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back more with Sunday Hamilton and Silver Guy Radio.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Sunday, do you have anything you want to share about the book that you have done. I mean, it's amazing photography in there. The pictures that you've drawn, they're so delicate. And I've seen your artwork before, but this is like this woman right here. She's absolutely beautiful. If our listeners could see this book right now, it's like, wow.
Well, part of his journey, he is tested on, you know, which path he should lead. Should he go to the world of earthly delights? He thought that might be the quickest way to happiness, but it didn't just feel sit right with him. Mm-hmm. At that point, he heard the sound of the Om, which had given him moments of peace in his past, and he saw golden light and came upon an angelic being named Aurora, the Lady of Light. And she gave him a mirror and told him to look in, deep into his own eyes. And he's reminded of his mother and his father. And then Aurora spoke to him in a heavenly voice, "Dear Prince, you will not find your happiness outside of yourself." She then placed her delicate hand upon his heart. "You must look here within your own heart, for there lies your true happiness. Let your search be over now. Return home." As her enchanted voice faded, he heard a faint whisper, "Know that you are divine."
That's beautiful. That is really beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, with everything that we're all going through, and we're in the middle of this great shift of consciousness and raising to the different dimensions, as a lot of people say, I say light and gateways. But here's the thing, is what that just said to me is, one, we're all divine beings. Yes. And two, there's always a guide or someone there to help, us ascended master, you know, or a friend, mm-hmm. you know, someone that is of the light that will help us through things.
Even
no kidding. And I got 7 dogs. And let me tell you, those little suckers kept me company this last month. Little shih tzus. I tried to lay on the couch and they all go, "Oh, Mom, you're home. You need healing." I got you've been to my house, you know what it's like. It's like all these dogs. Luckily, they're little, right? But, you know, the thing is, Sunday, is in the deepest, darkest hours of, I've noticed with, when you're working with people, and that's, we've talked, you know, and different things, right? You've been there to bring in positive energy to help other people. What motivates you to keep doing that? Because you've gone through your own struggles.
Oh, yeah. I've been at a place, very dark time in my life, where I felt there was no hope and there was no way out of my situation. And I was very sick. And I called in the angel of death. And I says, "Come and take me. I don't want to be on this planet anymore." And I woke up in the morning.
Well, darn it, you're not home.
Suck it up. And I heard this lady crying, and I went outside and I went over the balcony, and I saw this ambulance and a police car and this lady just wailing and crying. And I looked up to the heavens and I raised my arms and I go, "You got the wrong house." And I it was verified months later. My brother told me that the neighbor had died. But I knew.
Only you to say the wrong house. But no, I get that. A very long time ago in my 30s, I had broken back. Wow. And I didn't want to be in a wheelchair, and I was, right? Wow. So for 5 days straight, I prayed. Okay, Creator, please take me home. I didn't call upon the angel of death. I went straight to the big guy, right? Take me home. I don't want to be here anymore, right? And I remember waking up, and my hand was up in the air at 8 o'clock in the morning, right? It was all light. I seen this big hand holding my hand. And I pulled it back. It startled me. I thought, what the heck are you doing, right? And then I was like, no, here. I put it back up there. I said, take me, please, now. But you know what? It was too late. But here's what I learned out of that, right? We can laugh and joke about it, but I had to get back in my power. And then I said, I am not going to stay in this wheelchair for breaking my back. I don't care what they said. And 6 months later, I was out with a walker,
that's,
you know,
so powerful.
But, you know, we may pray for what we want. It's not always what we need.
That's true.
And, you know, during the dark times that we both have gone through, there's several times we ask to go home. But obviously, we have a purpose here and what we're supposed to be doing. And I really believe between your jewelry and your books and your shamanic healing that you do for people and the private session I had with you a long time ago, how that brought me out of that darkness of, you know, of losing my mother, right? And that was pretty... And the third wolf got my toe. Scratched my toe, remember, all of a sudden? And okay, wolf, bear, wherever you are, get away from me. But, I had things on me that had come off of me, and I was really glad that you were there for me. And sometimes I don't feel that you hear that enough from people, thanking you for what you're doing. And, oh, you're welcome. But, this show today is about local people bringing in so much positive energy and so much help. You don't have to be, we're all leaders. I said this yesterday. No matter if you're on the radio, no matter if you're an author, no matter if you're a housewife, and just beginning our journey, we're all leaders no matter what. Even my husband at home right now, sleeping in the bed, he's a leader.
Sounds like you're jealous.
No, I'm just, going, okay, he gets to sleep in, that's great. I'm up at 6 every day with my 7 dogs, remember that. But the thing is, Sunday, I've seen you grow over the last 6 years, 7 years I've known you. It's been amazing. Well, thank you. It's funny how you buy a piece of jewelry and you have to meet that person who made it, and get more, right?
That's made with the energy.
Right. And I was like going, this is too cool. And my husband was asking me, well, are you ever going to quit? Yeah, when the right ones are done. I was thinking about someday going, I think you need a couple more pieces. So that's one thing. Check out Sunday's jewelry. It's once a month here at Crystal Voyage, and where else do you have it at then?
Over
at
I have 3 stores up in Friday Harbor, Nevada Stone Jewelry, and then the new store in Gig Harbor called Intuitive Alchemy. It's in the same parking lot as Harbor Greens. Beautiful new shop, lots of stones and candles and books and cards, and nicest lady that owns the store.
Well, that's great. And so, and the other thing is, you guys can call her M. Do you have a number they can call you on?
510-926-7775. And I'll be leading a shamanic journey tonight at 6 o'clock at the Crystal Voyage. So bring a blanket to lay on so you're comfortable. And then Saturday and Sunday I'll be here. My forte is tea leaf readings. I remember the first time I read for you, Bree.
Oh, my gosh.
And I saw that you did need a lot. You need a lot of purging. You need a lot of healing at that time. And so I will be doing tea leaf readings, numerology readings, using my Epiphany deck. I do a plethora of things. I don't just do one thing. And I have this new thing I created. It's called a charm board, chakra charm board, where you put your hand in a bag of charms and you drop it on this board. And it's got the numerology and the different chakra colors and wording. And I can interpret that for you. And that's a really fun, non-invasive way to get a reading.
I did that with you. That was fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, and I ended up with a giraffe coming out of the bag.
Getting a higher perspective.
A higher perspective is exactly right, and that's what I needed. It was amazing. And, all the things that I've seen you do, the tea reading, and there was a lot of purging through the years I've known you that I've had to do, and things that came out, and then just you working on me and, it was just amazing. I can't say enough about you. There's few people, far and few between, that you meet that you just know that they're so gifted. And, and you want, when you have the chance to give back, this is my way of giving back to you. It's not always, the one thing I want to tell people, it's not always monetary. It's not always money giving back. Sometimes giving back is giving a hug, or if they have, like this, have the opportunity to have you on the radio to just show your, you know, show your projects you're doing and what you're doing, show your messages. So if you had one message to give somebody, what would you say?
Be the light.
Be the light. That's a beautiful statement. I'm telling you. That's too cool. Okay, so anything else you think you have to be in life?
Make a choice. You have a choice every day. I used to tell my kids, when you wake up in the morning, I don't believe in hell, but when you wake up in the morning, you have a choice. You can live in heaven and you can live in, or you can live in hell, just the way, by the way you think. So choose joy, choose happiness, choose hope, choose faith. Just to be the light and to shine your light from the inside out.
Thank you. That's really great. Well, we'll come back in just 4 minutes with more Silver Guy Radio and Cynthia Hamilton.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Welcome back, everyone. So Sunday, you have a part of your book open.
Yes, this is when he first started his journey, he left the castle. He was, if you've ever read the book of Siddhartha, it's about this young prince who has everything, but he's not happy. So he goes in search for happiness. So once he leaves the castle, and he's out in the woods, and Arjuna heard a rustling in the trees. Startled by the sound, the prince glanced upward. He then peered into the orange eyes of a great owl. Motionless, they stared at each other as if both turned to stone. Then the wise owl spoke to him in a calming voice. I am Govinda, your spirit guide. I'm here to tell you that the only thing that you need fear are your thoughts. I've seen through the darkness and I know the truth. Then Govinda was silent for a while. Arjuna and the owl stared at each other intensely. Then the owl spoke to Prince in a hushed voice. Know this, brave prince. Everything that is here now is the same as it was in the light of day. Were you afraid then? Arjuna looked around at the trees and their long, dark shadows. With a shake of his head and a shrug of his shoulders, he answered honestly, No? Well then, the wise owl whispered to the prince, So, the secret to a happy life is conquering your thoughts and fears. Prince Arjuna thought deeply of the wise owl's advice. How is he going to conquer his thoughts and fears? After much reflection, he became frustrated and unsatisfied. He then decided that at the break of day, he would continue on his quest. When he awoke in the morning, Govinda had vanished, leaving Arjuna feeling even more determined than ever to travel onward. For he had lived a sheltered life for too long. Now, he felt ready to explore this new and strange world.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
Thank you.
I mean, it really is. So, somebody conquering a strange new world. And when I heard you say that, I was going, what are we conquering right now? I need to mention.
Yeah.
You know, and so in the fifth dimension, it's like they're saying, it's almost like we're having this test to see if we can make it through the six, right? And that's what some astrologers say. And I'm like going, nah, we'll be just fine. You know, there's nothing to conquer if you're staying in your light and being who you are. And yeah, a lot of us sometimes go outside of ourselves to find happiness instead of looking inside of ourselves. Now, and I think about what you said, and I think this book is going to help children, adults, elderly. You know, I think it's a multifaceted book that's going to help so many people.
And the artwork's
amazing. I mean,
there's one part of the book where there's this giant green dragon driving a little tiny sports car because that's where he found his happiness. That's a very bizarre, magical book.
It's cute because it's an oak tree right here in front, and our listeners could see it. And actually, I'm going to try to take a picture of it and put it on the website. And I mean, it's absolutely amazing. There's a woman in a purple cloak and an elk. And
Arjuna, he's got a purple velvet invisibility cape that renders him invisible.
I want one of those, like Harry Potter had one. And then, you know, the mushrooms with the gnomes and stuff. It almost looks like Christmas time. It's too funny. I'm looking through this book right now, and I'm going, seeing a crow made a door in a mushroom. It's
Jaya Bug. It's named after my youngest granddaughter. I call her Jaya Bug.
Okay, and then
there's Miles the frog running with gold. He's finding his happiness through gold. Money, you know.
Wow. You know, a friend and I were talking the other day, and we're saying how sometimes this work can be so lonely. And I said to her, I said, well, maybe that's why we shop so much, to fill that void. And it doesn't fill the void.
Well, and there's also, we're always trying to fill the void, whether it be drinking or eating or buying a new car or, you know, it's just, we all have it in there. We have a void that can always fill, that needs to be filled with some kind, with something. We all have it.
Right. So my new thing is now that I've got the mental and the emotional and the spiritual taken care of, so now my void no longer is eating. I mean, I figured it out during this time, and when I went through your book, I've had your book in my office, right? And I've read some stuff, and I'm going, wait a minute. Okay, so it's not that I sat there and ate, like, hamburgers and hot dogs and all this other stuff, right? But when you're so stressed and depressed and not knowing where to fill that void, one, stress brings on weight, you know, and it doesn't matter what I do to get it off. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, I am so determined to get it off after yesterday's show. It's like, that's it. I'm done. you know, and, you know, it's not, you know, being 5 foot is, you know, looks like the whole, like, I need to lose 100 pounds, which a lot of 100 pounds, I'd be under 100 pounds, right? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's like, I want to say a good 40 pounds I'd like to lose, right? And here's the thing, even if only I lose half of that, I've accomplished so much with just half.
Yes.
You know, I had a session with Master Guy Curiel, which is common for Sterling, is the medium for him. And I asked him what was most wrong with my emotional body, because I knew something was wrong with the body. It was breaking out everywhere, right? And we're Skyping in here. And he said, nothing's wrong. It's your emotions, you know. You're perfect for who you are. Maybe you might want to lose a little bit, was a Scottish brogue, he said, right? Lose a little bit. And, you know, and he goes, but you're perfect for who you are and why you're here.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's not always about the way we look. It's what's inside. And he said, you know, the things about, he was talking about my heart chakra, and I know that yours is like way outside your chest, you know, area, which is great. You're such a loving, divine being. And, you know, people have to look past that physical also. So I'm having to learn to look past my own physical now.
We also have a lot of self-loathing. We get up and we look in the mirror and we criticize ourselves.
Right.
You know? What about self-love and, you know, accepting us the way we are?
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I finally have learned. But here's the thing. It's really sad because I can't use anybody, you know, anybody but my own experiences. And so here, I'll tell you this. So my son used to be almost 260 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost a lot of weight. A lot of weight. And now he's so, what do you want to say, infatuated. He's going by a mirror to see if there's one tiny little wrinkle. And it scares me because he's so worried if he's going to gain anything back. That's a scary thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, society puts it out there that we're supposed to be thin like all these models and everything else. And it's like, no, we're not going to be that way.
So it comes back to being our authentic selves and loving us
right
as we are, knowing that we're divine beings, really getting in touch with our divinity inside
right
and our soul, really connecting with that.
Mm-hmm. The one thing is, even health-wise, for elderly people, my mom was very tiny. And if I could get her to be 112 pounds, I was lucky. You know, and toward the end, when I moved back here, she was maybe 109 pounds, and I got her up to 112, and she thought she was bad. And my mom used to be a size 12, right? But so she wanted to keep her weight down and stuff. But the thing that's scary about that medically, the medicines do not work correctly in the body when you're so thin either. That's kind of, you know, so I have to look at it that way too, right? When you're a caretaker for someone, and, you know, it's like, wow. You know, is there a happy medium for us? Yes, there is. But we don't need to be what society expects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nobody knows, like, mine's a thyroid problem. So that's why I have some of the problems I have. But your book teaches that in there also, except who he is and why he's here. Sunday, I want to thank you for being here today with us and letting people know about what you have done for the community and the books you've written and where you're helping people. And it's been a great pleasure having you on Silver Guy Radio.
It's been a real honor, and I thank you, Bree.
You're welcome.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? Can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back, everyone. So that was fun having Sunday Hamilton on our show. She was able to talk about her healing through creativity and writing her new book. And now I have Linda Jolo with me. Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So what are some of the things we can do with creativity to help release emotions? And during this time, you know, I've been on this healing time
journey. Right. Well, I think the biggest thing is to just take a couple of deep breaths. And when you breathe, you open up yourself to a space of creativity. And all creativity comes out of an abundance of joy, laughter, happiness. And when we experience those things, then we feel very creative. So we can paint, chant, draw, sew, sing, dance, take a walk in the park. Those are all things that we do to express our creativity.
What about, like with me, I'm really of the earth, and I love working with my fairies and, you know, things like that. And fairies are great manifestors.
Fairies are wonderful manifestors. I have this blue tree right outside of the front door of my house. And before I came to work this morning, I looked up and there was a fairy on a great big bumblebee writing from branch to branch, laughing and singing. They were having so much fun.
Isn't that fun?
I think that when you connect with your fairies, your dragons, your angels, mm-hmm. whatever you work with, it is when you connect with an open heart and a playfulness that you begin to really connect and open up to the creativity and the inspiration that they send to us every day.
That's correct. I know that from a young age, I was always taught to thank my fairies and my dragons. You know, and the one thing that I would do, and my mom was really, really, how do I say it, just really amazed with how her and I would connect with the elements, right? And she connected a different way, and then they would just come flying to me, right? And I would always give them shiny tokens. And I've heard of leaving, you know, as a young kid, we would take hard candy.
Right.
And put them in a bag and chop it all up with a hammer, right? And throw it all over the yard and different places on the altars that were the flower gardens. And one thing at this time of year, I remind people as you're mowing your lawns, let the fairies know that you're mowing the lawn so they can get out of the way.
Yes, I have one corner dedicated to being left natural and untouched. When I was quite young, I would come in and tell my mom that the fairies were mad. And she'd say, why are the fairies mad? And I would say, because Dad mowed the hay fields and mowed down all their summer houses. So the only way they could get me to shut up was to leave a foot barrier all the way around the perimeter of the field. Because otherwise I would whine and complain every 10 minutes about Dad destroying the fairy houses, right?
Right.
Another thing that you can do is put water out.
Mm-hmm.
They like water. They like sugary things. They like shiny things. The trees especially like when you hang wind chimes in them. They especially like hugs. They will be more than happy to carry messages to and from your relatives on the other side. There's many ways to connect. The rock peoples like to be moved from one side of the yard to the other.
That is so true.
They love to be moved. They love to be talked to. And they love to be put in water. So I would put different rocks and crystals in the watering troughs for the animals. I have a special feeder for the birds this time of year. The birds and the bees are so heavy with pollen that if you would take your bird feeders and put some rocks or crystals so they can stand on them, then they're not getting weighed down and drowned.
Right, right.
So there's many ways of connecting to nature. Going out and sitting on the grass or putting your feet on the ground barefoot and just saying, I love you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being playful. Thank you for the messages.
Right.
And just enjoy the sound of quiet and peace.
You know, and a lot of times people do not take that time to sit there and enjoy quiet and peacefulness.
It is
the silence.
It is very hard. And I tell people, go out for 5 minutes. You can carve 5 minutes out in a walk from the house to the car. You can take 5 minutes to put your hand on the tree or put your hand on your flowers as you go by and say, you are beautiful today. Thank you for inspiring me with your beautiful orange and red colors or purple. Or it is not that you have to spend hours. It is just capturing brief moments throughout the day.
I know with me, when I wake up in the morning, I let my dogs out, right? And I'm telling everybody, good morning. Yeah, I open my door right away and say, good morning. I know they're all listening, all hanging around and doing what, you know, they've been wanting to do. The other day, I took some tinfoil and kind of wrapped it up in pieces, right? And made these little pieces and put it by the very area that we have. And next day, they were gone. I was like, okay, thank you.
So the thing I've been doing lately this last week is we're getting ready to do the summer solstice, right? And I'm very fortunate to have 10 acres. And every summer at the summer solstice, all the fairies come out and they sing and dance all night long. And I'm like, it's coming. I did some shoes. I got goodies. Right. And they're all light up and the tree just hums and sings.
You know, the one thing I want to talk about is like, you know how we talk to our trees. And a lot of people do a front hug. I do a back hug. I want them to feel everything that comes off of me. And it's like, when I did that one time, it was like, oh my gosh, and I was a little, right? That's my way of connecting. And I was like, okay, well, I'm connecting this way. And tree spirits were coming in because of that. And I found it from the back, we are actually calling them in.
Yes, you can give them hugs. There's really no right or wrong way. But when you sit with your back against the tree, you are more relaxed, you are more open, and it is easier for you to connect because you connect with your whole spine and you have all of those nerves and your heart. connects. When you stand in the front, you connect in a different way. And it is through that connection that you hear the trees and the spirits of the trees. And they love to talk. They are the biggest magpies. I'll tell you what you talk about, unless you say, hey, I don't want that going over to Australia. I don't want that going to Russia. Mm-hmm. And certainly I don't want it to going to China.
Right. And one thing, the elementals are really picky about cleanliness.
They are. They like their mm-hmm. space to be neat and tidy. They like to have a little trim job in the spring. Mm-hmm. The trees like it early in the spring or late in the fall when their sap's down. Your nurseries can give you the best time to trim them up and keep them tidy. They're like us. They like clean space. The right. energy flows the around house. Them better.
Right. In the house, outside
your
the house.
Your car drives better when it's cleaned and washed. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see outside when you have the windows clean. It's okay to have clutter, especially if you have a family with kids. You're going to have clutter, but it needs to be clean.
Right. And you know what's really funny is I have 7 dogs, as you know, right? And I love it because my house is really clean. And my husband and I are always taking turns picking things up, whether I'm here at work or whatever, right? And I was watching my dogs, and they love to mess with my dogs and make them bark and do different things. It's the most hilarious things. You know, during my times growing up with my mom, I go back to that a lot because I can't use other people,
right.
you know, on my shows and their experiences, what they tell me, because that's like, it's all universal laws. But the fun thing that I had is playing in the fountain that we had.
Water is a great conductor
of creativity,
and it's a great conductor of healing. Mm-hmm. It brings so much joy to us because it takes us right back to our childhood. Mm-hmm. When we were little, my dad and his friend made us a slide that was 15 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And we would take the hose and run it down the top, and then we would slide. And when it wouldn't go fast enough, we would take the hose off, dry it, and then get wax paper and wax it, and then put the hose on it. We could really, really fly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the great thing is we had a horse trough that was about 5 feet long and about 4 feet deep. And we put goldfish and angelfish in it one year because we thought it would be fun as kids. And the horses would always stand there and drop grain in for them to eat. And the fish would come up and tickle their whiskers. And the horses would just snort and laugh and stomp their feet.
Wow.
But they had great fun with it. So we associate water for most of us, a lot of us, with our childhood and playing and having fun. And creativity is about joy, happiness,
you know,
and having fun.
And it really is. And a lot of people forget that. Even when we're having our time, we're thinking that it's our work we have to create, right?
Right.
But we have to create a life of joy and happiness.
Right.
And that's something I'm even working on right now. I forgot to be happy.
Everybody has to take and choose to be happy every day. Einstein said, you must choose how your day goes. Choose to be happy or choose to be a grump. And one takes more energy than the other.
Right.
When you play and you're creative, you are light. You have energy. When you are grumpy and crabby, you are exhausted and have no energy. And you are miserable. So choose joy. Choose laughter. Choose play. Even if it is only for 5 minutes. It is enough to renew you and sustain your life. We create when we have an abundance of laughter, joy, happiness, and love. So do things that make your heart happy.
Wow, I really need to hear that. You know, as you know, I've been going through a lot and doing self-healing and I need to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyway, I want to thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. Creativity is very important, whether you don't have to be an author, radio host, or, you know, own a store. I'm a housewife and a mother. You are, you know, we do what we have to do to create and manifest in all aspects of our life. Creativity is an expression of joy and laughter, as you said. So I'd like to thank you for being here today.
You're welcome. And always, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. We'll see you again on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.
This is the Transformation Radio Network with a good news update. Stories to spread positivity.
Blind Boy receives heartwarming response in Braille from Nintendo. To learn more about this story, visit goodnewsnetwork.org. Bus driver surprises kids with hundreds of books for the summer. To learn more about this story, visit goodnewsnetwork.org.
This has been a good news update. To learn more about these good news stories, visit our Facebook page, Positivity Rules. We now return to our flagship station for more inspiring shows.